Blog Talk Frickin' Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hi there, Kay.
How are you doing?
Hey, it's great. Good.
Oh, chat window's not opening.
Yeah, I got to get the chat window open.
It's problems. I'm going to just close it, and I'm just going to look over here. How about that?
Oh, it's right there in front of you.
Yeah.
Couldn't be any closer.
There's no one in there.
Not yet. I know we're going to have someone in there, though.
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. And you?
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm all right.
Good to see you here.
Yeah.
On a Sunday.
Last show of June, probably.
Maybe not.
Maybe
we might have
two.
Some special guests.
Okay.
Filling in. We'll. Yeah. Little programming note there.
More on that later.
Yeah. Okay.
What do we got today?
Well, we've got some stupid crooks
tonight.
And the weird news.
Okay.
And I'll talk about. There's three separate stories, but one headline here is a man bakes a potato and rakes some leaves while trying to steal a house.
Okay.
I mean, stealing stuff in a house.
I was like, steal a house. I was like, unless it was like one of those tiny houses, not like on wheels.
That's right. Yeah, we saw that shed that got stolen.
Mm-hmm. I've been in a tiny house.
Have you?
Yes.
Like that show?
It was tiny, yes.
Yeah.
Do you have news on a food truck crash?
No, I do not.
Well, I freaking do.
Okay, fantastic. Did not see that one.
The best.
Looking forward to that. Seattle, we'll see if they can stop the crooks by having ping pong tables. They think that's cutting down the crime rates. Blah! And we'll talk more about that in the weird news.
I scrolled past that story, but I did not click on it. I guess we'll talk about my jet setting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Vacation time.
It's good times.
Some more. Three separate stories of weird news in Florida. All involving naked people. Talk about all of those stories in the weird news
and
later tonight.
Finally, fennel is the new kale. All the June things, and what happened when a cat and a mouse get in the fight in Times Square?
Uh oh!
All that and more.
Are these guys in suits? I hope.
You never know.
Oh boy!
All that and more coming up on this week's. Very jet setting, very travel friendly 311 episode of the Derek and Kay Show. Are you ready?
Yes, I think so. I hope so. We'll
are you
going to
actually press
I'm
a gonna button?
I'm
going to
press
today?
A button. We'll see what happens.
Wow, I'm ready for it.
Yeah, here we go.
That's a button.
Nice.
It works really well.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, RJ Gumby.
Welcome to the chat room.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-46.
Uh-oh.
Let's see if I can open the chat room.
Pause.
7-2-4-1-6.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hi.
This is fun.
Hello.
This is fun.
Look at the cat is about to jump off the counter for these jalapenos.
What you trying to say, Kay?
Holy shit, come on!
Reality hits you hard, bro.
Hooray!
Oh, wow!
Ooh, my.
Oh, my.
I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them.
Hey, gorgeous.
Reality hits you hard, bro.
No homo, okay. We love Derek K Show, you betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and K Show, kicking it old school. Woo! With the beautiful, beautiful K and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and K Show.
Hello.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is June 7th, 2015.
Yes.
Get those lawnmowers going. I think that's the sound of June. I think we did that once before. I don't remember.
Don't know.
This is episode 215. And we're over 250,000 listens in, growing.
Holy
And we are the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know it!
And my name is Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Thank you very much for the introduction.
Oh, you're welcome very hard.
If you'd like to keep up with the Derek and Kay Show, you can in many ways. Visit our website, dkradioshow.com, for show extras and instructions on how you'd like to become a guest or suggest a guest.
Ooh, yeah.
We are always open to the possibility. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and the Vine. Many things on the Vine there. And also, you can give us a call at 661-467-2416. If you happen to miss an episode, you can always subscribe to our show on iTunes and listen to every single episode.
Yeah, just the odd ones. Yeah. Or even.
Some of the good ones are even numbers.
Most of them are odd anyways.
All of them are odd, frankly. But anyway, you can listen to the show 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
On the go. You know, seven days a week, 365 days a year.
Wow.
All of your life. There's enough material there for a long time.
Yeah.
So
it's
we're
215.
On, yeah, we're on episode 215. So that's more than like, I don't know, that's more than like,
that's a lot.
Like 300 hours worth of Derek and Kay there.
That's a lot for you.
Because some of the shows are more than an hour.
Uh-huh.
And
sometimes two.
I don't want to do the math. Yeah, sometimes two.
Yeah.
But we've got a good thing going, I think. Right? I
don't yes. know.
Anyway, cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha.
That would be fun to do. We could actually just take that thing right into the iTunes and see how many hours, how many minutes of show.
I think
done.
That like
it would add it all up and right in there, right?
I could probably tell you in just a few moments.
That's very interesting.
Let's take a look-see.
I have
here.
No idea. I can't even
shows, movies,
guess
music.
Guesstimate what that would be.
Oh, you can't even guesstimate?
I do want to say, while we're looking that up, just a little note on the quality. I don't think we got to this last week, but most cases we are uploading our nice, clean audio.
Yes, so you can after hear the fact, everything that yeah, happens behind the scenes.
Yeah, all the farting off mic, all that stuff, all that craziness. And really good audio quality. If you have to upload
later.
I can't
find the podcast on
No,
my
it's not, like, not there.
I mean, on my computer.
On the iTunes.
Yeah, let me see if I
can. We'll say it right up on the phone.
Because it usually says right on the bottom, like how much material there is. Oh, mm-hmm. Not on the feed either.
Hmm.
Darn.
Ah.
Oh, well.
Well, we'll have to update that next time.
Well, maybe I'll take a look during the break.
Okay.
Anyway, you know
That's
what?
Fine.
You know what I was thinking?
Yeah, what were you thinking?
During the introduction?
Mm-hmm.
I miss the old, good old days of Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm
saying? What are the good old days, actually?
Like the good days of like Rudy and Kyle. Remember Kyle?
Oh, Kyle who called in? Is that who this person is in the clip here?
Yeah.
Hey, gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's Kyle?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we got some crazy calls and stuff.
I miss the good old days Those of Blog
the good
Talk
old days.
Radio.
And Cowpoke, who does our little intro there.
Yeah. Those were fun times.
He's still doing a show.
I know he's still doing a show.
To about 15, 20 minutes.
And oh, you did?
Same old kind of thing.
It's the same thing?
Yeah, kind of thing.
Well, aren't we doing the same thing, though?
I guess so. So it's good that he's still around doing his shows. That's another show on Blog Talk Radio. He's on all kinds of things.
Does he only talk about sports?
No, he's got all these weird sideshows. I don't know what's going on with him.
Really? What kind of material does he talk about? Maybe we should ask him.
We should
call him up one day.
We should call him up. Yeah, we should call him the show. Maybe even if it's not during our show, we should try it.
could
be interesting.
Anyway, how has your week been?
It's been great.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's enjoying a long weekend here.
Oh, why?
Yeah, four day weekend. Well, just I had some extra time I got to use, but you know.
Oh, so you're just chilling.
Well, we're celebrating. Me and my sweetie, we're celebrating 9 months. Just an excuse to celebrate.
Oh, it's just enough time to have a baby.
Whoa. Well, that's not happening this month.
Okay.
Yes. So we've been doing some nice things. We went to the opera on Friday.
You went to see The Crossing.
We did.
How
we
was
did.
That? I heard nothing but good things about it.
You really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Oh, did you not like it? What's that flying around?
It was a little, I'm not sure. Is that a fly? It was a little, for me, I definitely see the talent in the music. And you know, this guy's a young composer. What's his name?
25, Matt Aquan?
Yeah.
Matthew Aquan?
Like, yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right.
I want to say. I don't know him. A lot of my friends.
And he was also conducting, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Facebook thinks I know him, of course.
Oh, really?
Of course.
That's amazing.
Well, I mean.
Maybe you should friend him.
Well, I think a bunch of my friends are friends with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, amazing for this guy. This young kid writes an opera.
Was it not your cup of tea?
It
though?
Was a little too like.
Was it too gay?
It was a little too. No, no, no. Okay. I didn't have a problem. I didn't have a problem with that.
Oh, I love a good gay time.
But it was just that tension. It was just like that kind of like negative. Like the whole thing was this tension.
Oh, okay.
And that was the whole opera for me. And I don't know. I kind of was hoping. Like they had this nice little scene where they could have done like this dream sequence that could have been this kind of lighter thing,
mm-hmm.
which I think we both were on the same page on that one. But it was, you know, it was very impressive.
Okay.
Yeah. And we had a great meal at, we went to, what's it called? Stoddard's.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We had a nice, nice little meal there. Yeah.
Had the fire alarm went off.
Oh, that's right. It didn't happen for us. But we did, let's see, this is just going to be just for Kay. Oh, where are they? Can you see it here? Oh, wait, where is it?
Uh-oh. Inside baseball.
Yeah, there's supposed to be some, I don't know how to work this thing.
Well, while you're looking at it, Gumby said also, what happened to tea time with Benji? You know, I'm not
sure. You know,
sure.
That's a very good point, Gumby. Yeah.
I think that it just fell off or something. Didn't he come back and do something? I think he came back a little for like a few episodes. I'm not sure if it's still on. Let's Google it.
Yeah, I can take a look.
With...
Everyone's talking about Benji.
Where you think you're going, Benji?
Yeah, well, I bet he sounds different. That's going to be my
Benji.
Guess.
Let's
Is his
see.
Show still happening?
The last show was 4 months ago.
Hmm.
New year, new show. The Entertainment Guru is back. I'm thrilled to be back doing my show. On tonight's show, we'll discuss 2 Broadway shows, closing up shop in coming weeks, big plans for Jennifer Hudson, prison life for Teresa Giudice, and more.
All right.
That sounds fun.
Maybe we should reach out to him. We could reach out.
Oh, no, he's not doing the show anymore.
But we could see if he still would want to call in and give us
with
some...
the entertainment news?
Give us some entertainment things.
Maybe. Yeah,
that could
all
be
right.
fun.
Where you think you're going, Benji?
I know. I used to like Tea Time with Benji. Those good times.
I found the picture I was looking for.
What's going on there?
This is just for Kay. I don't know if you remember upstairs in this place. This is a place in Boston.
No, I've never been upstairs.
They got bras on the wall there.
Really?
That's kind of like their artwork. So we took a picture.
Strange.
Yeah. Oh, it was great food. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty food.
Yeah, it was good. And
we had the burger there and we shared it. In the
I saw that.
Yeah, classy.
We were there for 5 minutes. Yeah, yeah, that's always a sign of a classy restaurant when they actually serve it to you split.
Yeah.
That is nice. We're continuing.
We like to do that. We like to split food.
Tomorrow off and having some nice times.
So what kind of
continuing
plans?
The weekend.
What kind of plans you got?
Not much, you know, sleeping in, maybe big brunch.
Nice.
Like it's the weekend all over again.
I had brunch today.
Did you?
Yeah.
I had a small brunch. Nothing that exciting.
What'd you have?
Just eggs and a biscuit. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Eggs and a biscuit.
Yeah.
What kind of biscuit? From last week?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Still around?
Yeah, it's okay. It's getting a little hard, but you know, toasted.
I was trying to figure out what was going on because I saw the reflection
still
behind
good.
Me.
You got a big cat
behind me.
Yeah, he's trying to get close to you.
Yeah, because I could see in my computer here, there's a reflection.
Oh,
I could see a
yeah.
shape, and I was like, what's happening?
You got the shiny
monster.
Screen.
Hello, Theo.
You got a special order if you want a matte screen.
Oh,
they'll,
really?
They'll come shiny. I don't understand why they're all shiny.
Yeah, I don't know.
So what's going on with you? How's your weekend been?
Oh, I've been pretty busy. So I
went, you were away.
Yeah,
also?
I went to Texas on Tuesday, uh-huh. and it was hot
mm-hmm.
in Texas.
Oh, I bet. How hot was it? How hot was it?
It was pretty damn hot. It was like, you know, it was like 90 degrees.
Wow, that is hot. That's sizzling hot.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the sun was like super hot, but I didn't get to experience a lot of like. Texas really
no
because I was there
business.
For yeah I was there for business and it was pretty much occupied and they occupied us between like 8 and 4 every day we were in a building so like it was pretty busy and they did take us out to dinner on Wednesday night which was nice. I had room service at the hotel which was lovely.
Cool.
I had a pizza and green beans brought to me.
Wow. I don't think I've ever done that.
You've never done room service?
Not as an adult person, I don't think.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I've done room service a lot in the past like 5 years, I think.
Uh-huh. You eat in bed?
Yeah. Room service is the best. They bring you your freaking food.
That is, right to your room. I guess that's how it works.
Yeah. I mean, and I, the thing about this is like, I went downstairs to like get takeout, but they insisted on bringing it to me. That's what happened.
I see.
But it was, I stayed at the cutest little hotel. I stayed at the Marriott Courtyard.
Oh, those were nice. I've stayed at many of those.
And it was a great experience. A little bumpy ride on the way back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You don't like the traveling as much?
No. Sitting in the back of the plane.
Problem for you. Oh, back.
And it was like bumpy as hell.
It's
and
more bumpy in the back.
Yeah, yeah. So it's worse in the back. It was not fun. I was in tears like for an hour during the flight.
Does that sound like this? Kind of like this?
Well, yeah, planes are loud. Okay. And I had to talk to the flight attendant about it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Can you not make it so bumpy in here?
No, I just said, is this normal?
Oh, is this
gonna
normal?
Be okay?
Oh no.
She asked me if I was 21.
She did not.
She suggested that I have a glass of wine. And I
did. Oh, and did you really?
I did not. Oh, I did not.
That
I figured
might have been
it was so
move.
Bumpy that I just, you know, just maybe one not a good move. You know,
to have the wine.
Yeah. So I held off. I just kind of dealt with it. And, you know, it was good. I landed at 1 a.m.
Wow.
Almost.
Yeah.
And the next day I had work. So.
Wow. Right back to it.
Yeah. It was it's maybe not the best choice, but I really, you know, when you want to get paid, you get paid. You do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, I guess so. To some extent. Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to fit everybody in before I go to Paris on Saturday.
Oh. Wow, that's coming up fast.
Yeah. And I gotta say, I'm having some struggles with the language.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be probably one, you know, it's going to be a fun part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I am practicing with Duolingo every day.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe every...
What is this, like a service?
It's a language program
uh-huh.
that you can do, but it makes you feel kind of crazy. So I can do a little right now. You can practice weak skills, you know, before you move on to the next lesson. Why does the little... And there's a little, like, owl that's the mascot.
Weak skills.
Yeah, weak skills. If you have some weak... So you can have it say stuff.
Le raisin. Wow.
Le raisin. And I think that's the
interesting.
The grapes. And you type in your... And then it says, yeah, you got it right. And then...
Merci.
And then it asks you to translate it. And you say, thank you. And you get it right. Uh-oh.
It almost sounds like those capture things online. Kind of hard to
yeah.
Get.
So anyway, it's helping.
Interesting. Uh-huh.
But I feel really stupid. Oh, I got that right.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So
well, that'll be fun for you. So you guys going to
struggling.
Put the lock on the bridge or whatever you do there.
No,
aren't they taking those all off?
No, those are gone.
They took it all off.
Gone as of
tomorrow.
Too much
weight. Oh, such timing.
Well, I think some people got hurt or something, or something fell off, or like it was a huge thing. And it's
heard they were worried about the weight.
Plus, it's fugly.
It does look like a mess.
it's
just like all this stuff.
Yeah.
It seems kind of silly.
The Pont des Arts, I think. And I think they're going to just put art there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the flight is about 7 hours.
Wow.
And we're going at night, and then we're just going to wake up in France, I guess. And we're staying in a home away. We got to get some euros, like maybe like beforehand at the airport.
Uh huh.
So I'll be seeing.
Or you could just use your card, right? Can't you just do that?
Oh, you mean the Visa card?
Oh, but they'll laugh at you.
I don't think so.
They'll laugh at you because you don't have chip and PIN.
Because what?
They laugh at you because you don't use chip and PIN.
What's chip and PIN?
Every freaking country
has
credit cards that have a chip and PIN, and we're like,
oh.
We're late to the party. It's going to be a requirement here. I don't know when, but it's pretty soon we're going to have it.
I got to get the door.
But when you someone's at the door.
Yeah, yeah. Let me get the door. I'll be right back.
Interesting, interesting. Well, I guess just to explain a little bit about that, if anyone's really curious, you know, everywhere else in the country, credit cards have this chip and PIN. And here we just have the swipe thing and we sign a piece of paper, like that's somehow secure. And at restaurants, we like we have no problem giving people our cards and they go away, you know, and they go away with a credit card. You don't know where they're going with it. But, you know, in Europe and other places like that, they actually come to the come to your table and you have to enter a PIN. You'll probably see that, I'm sure.
So you have to enter a PIN when you go to a restaurant?
I'm pretty sure that's how they work with their cards. But you don't have the card, so you won't be able to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But you could use the, I think you can use a lot of places, you could still use our cards over in Europe, I believe.
I think we're just going to use euros.
Yeah.
Because it's starting. And plus, I've got some euros that I found on the street.
Oh, really?
Stuff. Yeah.
I thought it was easier just to use your card everywhere.
I don't know. I like to carry cash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You got with those.
Well, some things you're going to need it for, I'm sure.
Underneath private belts where you can hide your S.
Mm-hmm, put it in your garter belt or whatever you have it.
You can put it. There's one that's a bra stash where it's like it hooks on to the little mini part of your bra here. Mm. And then it's got a pocket. But then I'm like, if you have your money in there, how do you, like, how do you pay at a place? Like, say you're buying your, like, macarons or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, okay, that's, you know, 4 euros. Do you, like, now go down your shirt and get the bra stash item out? Like, I don't understand.
And it's got to be different for people, you know, different sizes.
The one that's in your pants? Do you reach down inside your pants really and get, it's the undercover wallet.
Yeah, I've heard of these things. It seems kind of weird.
I don't understand how that's, like, how they're not going to be horrified if you're reaching down into your shirt to get some euros.
That seems weird. You know what else? I just saw a woman the other day. She had her phone just tucked in there, just in the breast.
Into the bra?
Bouncy.
That's kind of a bad look, I think.
No matter what size you are. I mean, the bra is like, it's not a storage place.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm a professional organizer, so I can say that.
It's not a storage place.
It's not a storage place, right?
I don't think it is.
It's a place for your boobs.
It is, yes.
But it's not a storage place.
No, shouldn't be.
For other items. Except, actually, you know what? I've put some things there before. I put like a coin there in there a couple times.
What, a coin?
Yeah.
That's weird.
And back in the day, I used to put... I used to put a cotton ball with some perfume on it. I used to put that in the boob.
Interesting. Yeah.
So, because it would warm your body, warmth would like keep the fragrance going.
Yeah. I could see how that's it. That's interesting.
I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
I haven't done that in like 20 years.
Well, so you're going to be away this weekend.
Yes.
Which means we won't have a show together again until July.
Probably not.
So we might have a guest. We might have a guest host one of these weeks, but we're not too sure on that. So stay tuned on Facebook and things like that, and I'll keep you updated if we are doing a special show.
Okay.
But otherwise, we'll be back. We'll be back
could
in July.
Skype in from France.
Skype in. How's it going? Yeah. Don't do that. The delay there is going to be horrible, right?
It's 6 hours ahead.
Yeah, it's
right?
going to be crazy.
So it would be like 1 a.m. or something. Right?
That's a late show. Well, we could do it, but you should have a vacation and
yeah, it would be like 1 in the morning.
That's crazy.
Or 2. Yeah. Wait, is it 2 or 1? 3 in the morning.
Wow.
Wait, hold on. 7 o'clock.
People do it.
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock. 2 in the morning.
2 in the morning. We could do a show.
Broadcast time.
Yeah, that's good.
Maybe there'll be some jet lag and I'll need something to do. All right, we're taking a break.
I think we got to take a break. We're a little behind schedule here.
Are we? Oh, yeah.
Well, I think that's pretty good. It's fine.
We're doing
whatever.
All right.
It's, you know, most professional.
What comes next? The weird news?
Whatever you want. It's your show.
It's your show, too.
All right, we'll do some weird news.
Okay, I feel good about that.
You do? I feel good about the weird news. It's really weird.
Good.
All right, we'll be right back after this with some weird news. Stay
Yay!
Tuned.
This Monday, catch the season 6 premiere of Farting with the Stars. And this season, we've got our most star-studded cast ever. See Helen Hunt, Jim Caviezel, Leonard Nimoy, the guy from that one medical show, and the girl from that movie with the guy from Scrubs. It's gonna be big, it's gonna be hot, and it's not gonna smell good. It's Farting with the Stars, where the only thing louder will be the roar of the crowd. Monday at 7, be there.
Celebrity Farts Impersonated.
It's big. It's hot. Why doesn't it kill us all? Learn about the sun tonight.
I'm so embarrassed, Barbara. I just don't know why this is happening to me.
Maybe it's time we considered getting a little help. What about a prescription drug?
Or maybe I should just put my dick in a splint.
Trouble chubbing up? Scared of pills? Now there's help from Professor Willie's Dingle Splints. The only $5.99 over-the-counter solution for erectile dysfunction.
Thank you so much, honey.
Don't thank me. Thank Professor Willie.
Professor Willie's Dingle Splints. Getting wood the old-fashioned way.
This is the Eric and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
It is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
Welcome back.
Hey, yeah, welcome back.
Hope you enjoyed your break.
Yeah, we've got some. Our in studio got a little bit bigger.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
My husband's here. Unexpected. He came from Fun Times.
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
Okay, yeah,
there you go. Hello. Oh, sorry.
I see
there
your
you
finger
go
on the button. Oh, my God.
Oh, you always wait for the music?
Yes.
He's waiting for the music till he talks.
Well, anyway, I'm parched. Could I have a...
Oh, yeah. Here? Yeah, no, help yourself.
Thank
yeah
you.
Why are you so thirsty?
I just biked from Porter Square.
Oh. That's a long bike way.
Yeah, it's like probably 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. Do you bike fast?
Pretty fast, yeah.
Okay.
I had to like swerve in between the people that were walking on Storrow Drive on the bike path.
Okay. All right.
How is it out there?
It's beautiful.
It's nice.
It's perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
like
perfect.
Lower 70s. Not
and
too hot.
The Red Sox game is over.
That's good.
But there's still like a bunch of trash on Yawkey Way.
Oh, it gets so gross. They have these vehicles that are like
yeah,
big
those
vacuum
people
cleaners
will leave soon.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
On the trash. Yeah, you're right about that. Let me tell you. Those sports fans.
Because I thought that they would clean those up like, you know, like maybe an hour after the game, maybe a couple hours.
Well,
but like it's been a couple hours since the game. Well, it's been like 3 hours.
Well, that's why they have those parking restrictions, because right they come by with these big vacuum cleaner vehicles, and they just clean all up.
It's only 2 hours after the game.
I didn't realize
it was still
a game.
2 hours, and now it's like,
yeah, it's disgusting. There's just a bunch of animals.
Yeah,
this looks like it's amazing how gross it gets. It's also amazing how quickly they clean it up, though.
Yeah, it is.
All right, time for
trash on the street.
I know,
losers.
Yeah, seriously, they got bins everywhere. Just
I know
put
we
in
got
the
a
bin
trash can. Yeah. It's like, what are you, an animal?
Yeah, they're in every corner. All right, weird news time.
I got Derek's weird news. I got Derek's weird news.
Oh my God, I thought you had changed it for a second.
That was really good. Wow. Kay was queued up on that one.
I was queued up. I'm ready. I'm ready for the weird news.
Well, speaking about dirty Boston, this story comes
Boston
to us.
Boston is dirty.
Right here from Boston. Boston subway fare evader was carrying, you know, this is a guy. He jumped through the turnstiles trying not to pay.
Wait, where's this? I'm sorry. Boston?
This was Boston.
Okay.
He was carrying $7,000 in cash.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, Boston Transit Police.
Why you got to skip the fare if you're carrying 7 G's?
Exactly. A man who slipped through the turnstile behind another customer to avoid paying the $2.10.
Yeah, it's only like $2.10.
And he had nearly $7,000 of cash on him. Police say they stopped the 35-year-old Timothy Chapman of Woburn, Massachusetts, in Back Bay. After they watched him try to sneak through without paying, police took him into custody. This happens later in the week. And he doesn't have a lawyer, and that's what's happening in Boston.
I guess at Back Bay, there's a lot more police officers than at other two stops, I think.
Yes, that is the green train.
No, orange.
I'm sorry, the orange train.
L'orange.
There you go.
Une orange. Is orange feminine or masculine? Une orange?
Feminine.
Okay. Une orange.
Easy for you to say. And I think that is like the most shady of a few of the stations.
It's dirty.
It's dirty.
And
it's old.
Ratty.
Yeah, you always feel like something bad's going
on. Which station?
Back Bay.
Back Bay. Oh.
But Back Bay is not as bad as Ruggles.
I think I got off once by mistake there.
Ruggles is the shadiest. No, you know what? You know what's the shadiest, actually? The shadiest of the shadies?
Uh-huh.
Dudley.
I don't think I've ever been there. Where is that? It's on the orange line?
It's the end of the orange line.
Ah.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the end of like the number one bus like route.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad times. It's in the ghetto.
Yeah. I'm gonna say that I think anywhere on the orange. I feel like the orange line is the sketchiest of the line.
Which one?
Well, I mean, if you get off at Back Bay T stop on the orange line, you're by like a really nice part of Back Bay.
But I'm
like
saying
South End and stuff like.
Oh yeah, there's cool stuff there.
But
I understand.
I mean, the T station is trifling.
It is. But as a line, I'm saying like as a train line,
you
I
think
feel
it's
like,
the shadiest line.
I feel like the orange is a little bit.
See, I feel like the blue is the ghettoest line.
The blue's pretty bad. And they're pretty close. But have you seen the new blue trains?
No, I've not.
They're pretty nice.
Of course, because I have not.
It's like a hip bar.
Why would I ever get on the blue train?
Yeah, me neither. I'm never on a blue train. Anyways.
Except I'm going to Wonderland or something.
Local Boston talk. I went to Wonderland once.
Did you?
Ran the track.
For real?
Yeah.
Were you part of a race?
No.
Was there like something in front of you were running it at?
I don't remember.
Like one of those greyhounds?
No, I just ran down the straight part of the track.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
You didn't win anything?
No.
Oh.
Didn't even place.
You're slow.
Yeah. Yeah, not that fast.
Oh, speaking of that, we got a Triple Crown winner.
Oh, did that actually happen?
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting.
First time since 1978.
Wow. All right.
That's a long time. It's like 37 years. The last horse to win the Triple Crown was Secretariat.
Oh, well, that does sound old.
Yes. So, yeah. Congratulations, American Pharoah. Oh, by the way, I was telling Eve yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I did not finish telling him that.
I am just listening.
I think American Pharoah is a stallion. Yes, if they do win a Triple Crown, I think they retire and they just sell the semen for like millions of dollars. It becomes like a stud. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm gonna double check that it is a stallion.
Uh huh.
Yes, he is. I hope he's not a gelding. Let's see, because that would be...
What's a gelding?
Good. No more balls.
Ooh.
I'm looking at
they
his...
freeze the balls
My
before
little
they make him a gelding.
Yep, no, he's a colt, so he's good. They'll probably make him a stud.
So he's just going to be sitting around,
he's gonna
living
be
the high life.
He's living the life. He's going to be living the life. I think no more races for American Pharoah. I think he's done.
That's Dunsky. Interesting.
Yeah.
Do they let him, you know, do it the natural way or natural?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Do they have to?
Or
is it like an eyedropper situation?
I think it's like an eyedropper situation. Mm-hmm. I think they have some sort of process where they like get him all excited. They bring some mare in, that's in heat. And
horse porn.
Yeah. Don't quote me on this, but I think they bring some mare in who's like, you know, in heat, and she's winking at him and stuff, and they collect the
yes, Twilight,
and they, you
My
know, they
ponies.
Have a, like a whole thing, yeah, right?
Little song and
Isn't
dance.
This exciting? Are you excited? Because I'm excited. I've never been so excited. Well,
all right.
That's just what I think. I don't know about like how stud stuff works.
All right, that's enough horsing around.
I never had to do that. Except I know one time. Well, I think many times. My horse was in heat, and it was like the grossest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's pretty bad when an animal is.
Because, you know, they have to do is raise their tail, and there's their, you know,
mm-hmm.
sexual organs. And mm-hmm. they do think something called winking, where they like show the inside parts of their...
Oh, like they're ready?
Shows that they're ready? And they do it at...
Uh-huh.
Like horses they're interested in.
Uh-huh.
And my horse was a whore and interested in every horse that went past.
Yeah.
Every gelding that went past was like so excited. Oh, and she was especially fond of the old man, Bar.
What?
Huh? His name is Bar.
Oh, okay. It's a horse name.
Oh, and there's an older guy. She was in, she would like the older ones. She liked the vintage.
Oh, horses. Yeah. So she had a type.
She did have a type. She's a whore.
That's interesting.
Whore.
Okay. All right. Enough horsing around. let's go.
I went in a bad direction.
Let's go. And then next story. And these are more stupid crooks here. This next one comes to us from New Jersey. A man sentenced for robbing the same shoe store 15 years later.
It's serious. He can't rob another. He can't do another shoe store.
A man who served time for robbing the store is now headed back to prison for robbing that store the second time, in New Jersey store. And the same clerk was actually behind the counter. Christopher.
The same clerk was behind the counter?
This is so strange. Christopher Miller was sentenced last week to 16 years in prison. The 41-year-old had pleaded guilty earlier this year for robbery charges. Authorities say March 2014 robbery in Tom's River occurred the day after he was released, after his 15-year sentence for the first robbery. He made off with $389 of merchandise. And
wait, he
fled
actually stole shoes?
Foot. Yeah.
And that's what's happening in
Tom River, New Jersey.
I thought he was like trying to like rob the cashier. But he actually friggin' stole shoes.
He did. He got like a cell phone and like some random cash. And
wait,
I think
isn't
more
it
merchandise.
A shoe store?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a cell phone. Somebody else's cell phone.
Yeah, it was like someone that worked there. Okay, yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's pretty stupid.
It happened back in 1999.
Oh,
yeah.
That was a good year.
That was a good year, right?
The year I graduated from college.
Well, these are some really stupid crooks.
By the way, Boneheads in the news. Update on American Pharoah says the they've been offered north of $20 million for the stud fee.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot of coin.
It said prior to the Belmont, he just had a Kentucky Derby and Preakness wins. It was estimated that he could collect $60,000 and $75,000 per foal. But now he's a Triple Crown winner. It's like unbelievable.
$100,000.
That's some serious horse cash.
What are you doing, Eve? What do you want? Want me to go down here?
All right. Next story. Pointing. Next story. This one comes to us from New Mexico. Here we have a man who breaks into a house, makes a baked potato, and rakes some leaves.
Well, that sounds reasonable.
Sure. A New Mexico man is facing charges after police say he walked into an unlocked home, stole some car keys, and the residents there were stunned. They were napping to awake to a smell of a baked potato. And a guy...
they were napping and he's in the house?
Yeah. They left the place unlocked. This guy is Patrick Lynn Waits, 45 years old. This happened on Tuesday. And I guess the woman chased him out of the house, but then he was raking leaves. So she actually had a really good idea. She said, "Well, don't run away. Let me pay you for your services." Meanwhile, she's telling the husband, you know, call 911. And they were able to arrest the guy. And that's what's happening in New Mexico.
So, wait, did he take stuff, though?
Sounds like a sling blade situation there.
I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't get it.
That's a movie. Forget it.
I didn't see it.
Do the bad joke.
Did he take stuff?
He took some keys. Well, he put a potato in the microwave.
But he didn't he took the keys?
He took some keys to a car.
Okay.
And nothing much. He was looking for stuff to take.
It sounds like there's a bigger issue here than a house break-in.
Probably, right.
Like there's drugs involved. But
it doesn't say.
I wonder if he did the right procedure with the potato. Like you're supposed to poke holes in it. With
yeah, you
got to
fork it.
And then you can, you got to wrap a paper towel around it, protect a little bit of that with wet paper towel.
Oh, that's a pretty good idea. I never really do that.
Oh, you never did that?
Poke the hose. Put it in my microwave.
Oh, Freudian slip.
Poke the hose, yeah.
Just poke the hose.
So, there you go.
Yeah, you're supposed to put a wet paper towel around it.
That
right?
makes sense. Because it's going to get kind of dry.
Steam it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sounds like this happened before, though, if you rewind the show.
Oh, yes.
Other shows.
Yes, there's many. This is an ongoing thing of people cooking meals.
People break into houses and they cook.
Which is really strange. I think we had someone cook corn once.
Yes.
Yes. And then fell asleep on their bed.
That was the same day of the Jimmy Crack Corn. But I
don't care. That's right. Oh, wow. And I forget the others, but there's been so many. Yes, that is some more boneheads in the news.
Boneheads in the news.
Well, Seattle is trying to see if they could stop some of these crimes with a ping pong table.
What crimes?
Just stopping crime in general.
Oh, okay. You said some of these crimes. Well, like a lot of crimes. Particular crimes.
Does free ping pong in Seattle stop crime? The city of Seattle is wondering if that's true. The city's experiment with free ping pong tables seems to be making quite a difference.
I don't understand.
Ping pong tables were installed at Hinghe Park.
Hinghe Park.
Near Chinatown 4 years ago. Since then, crime data...
Wait a minute. They installed the ping pong tables near Chinatown?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So crime was... there was 46 crime incidences in the area in 2009. And just in 2014, there was 16 crime incidents. I'm not sure if it's connected to that. No one is willing to draw the connection between the ping pong tables and crime statistics, but it's certainly interesting. And that's what's happening in Seattle.
I really don't have anything to say except for that's weird. I'd like.
Sounds a little ping pong. It is like you say. It's might be a little racist.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is called ping pong.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. But like, I don't know. I'm not really good at ping pong.
I love it. It's like little tennis.
It is like little tennis.
Yeah.
There's a ping pong game like on the Wii that you can play.
Oh, yes. It's hard.
Really hard.
It is hard. Have you ever played Ganip Ganop? I played that as a kid.
What the hell is that?
So you got three people.
Uh-huh.
I know people are really interested in this. But you basically are running around the table. So someone is waiting at the net. You hit it. And then the other person on the other side. Yeah, Kay's really.
Sorry.
She's really.
No, I yawn all day long.
She's really
okay.
Interested in this.
I took a really intense nap.
We're both like zoning out.
Yeah.
Here.
So you hit the ball to the other person on the table.
Understand.
And as the ball's in motion, you run around the other side. And then the person that's waiting out runs in. So it's three people basically just running around the table hitting balls. It's crazy.
Hold on. One more time. So there's two people at the ping pong table, right?
Three. No, there's three.
Where is the third person standing?
So the two people are where you would normally stand for ping pong.
Yeah.
The third person is at the net and is going to take the place of the person that's hitting the ball first.
Okay.
As the other person hits it back, that person takes the position and you guys just keep running around the table like a bunch of idiots. I did it for tennis once for a training. It's really intense.
How is that fun?
Cardio.
It's fun until someone hits the table. That's pretty bad. All right, I don't need this story anymore.
Okay, throw that away.
Let's just go. Ooh, wait. How much time do we got?
It's 7:42.
Do we need to get... I probably only need a few more here.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to hear about theft between an 82-year-old and 88?
Sure.
Or naked people in Florida?
Let's hear about the old crime.
Okay. All coming from Florida.
Okay.
Here we have an 82-year-old man arrested for slashing the tires in a bingo dispute. Police have arrested...
Seriously?
Yeah, 82-year-old from Lake Wales, a Florida man, for stabbing a woman's tires because he claimed she was...
Oh, it's a woman.
Yeah, he stabbed her tires because he claimed that she was sitting in his favorite bingo seat.
Wow.
Yeah. He's been arrested for criminal mischief that happened on Monday. He took the 80-year-old took an ice pick to the tire to her tires.
Sorry.
And was arrested and is now having to pay a $500 fee to cover for the tires. Just over. That's what's happening in Florida.
How old was he?
He was 82 and she was 88.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
You know what? It just goes to show you. You know how when you were younger, you thought like old people were like all good.
Yeah, and, all like, nice. Just, like grandma
nice
and grandpa.
And grandma and grandpa and like amazing. Like they're so wise and knowledgeable. If you're an asshole, I think you're an asshole for life.
That's probably a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think you ever shake that. Even if you're like 82 or, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you're a jerk, you're just a jerk.
That's and really a jerk move.
That's like, it's, I mean, who slashes tires over bingo? That's stupid.
But I think it's kind of...
It's an old person thing, though.
It's an old person thing, bingo.
Because who else is playing bingo?
Yeah, they take their bingo seriously.
They really do.
Yeah.
It's serious. We got nice pictures.
Yeah, a little slideshow going on. He's zoning out.
Yeah,
I think it doesn't matter if there's pictures on or whatever.
I was just like falling asleep with my eyes open.
What?
I said I was looking at the pictures first, then I was just falling asleep with my eyes open.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I took a nap. It was good.
Well, maybe we should end the weird news.
Okay.
As you guys seem to be that interested in it.
No, I'm interested.
All right, that is the weird news.
Good job.
Thank you. I'm going to throw all these up here.
Oh, I'm glad your stove wasn't on.
Yeah.
That would have been really smoky. All right, we'll do a quick hot topic.
A quick break and then some hot topics.
All right, I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't hot wait. Topics. I'm curious to see what this is all going to be about.
Well, stay you'll
tuned.
Find out.
We'll be right back after this.
This is the Parenting A-Show.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people, and it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila! This is the Parenting A Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Welcome to the Derek and Kay Show, starring Derek and Kay. I don't know.
And we're back to Derek and Kay Show.
I like that bumper.
That's good, right? I don't know.
Welcome to the Derek and Kay Show, starring Derek and Kay. I don't know.
I like the music.
Yeah, the music's good tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always good stuff. Get yourself some tequila, too. I guess you can pick that up at your local liquor store.
I'm not a tequila drinker.
I like tequila, but only in margaritas.
Liquor World?
Liquor World.
Or Liquor Downtown?
Yeah, I had a jalapeno margarita at the Mexican restaurant in Texas.
Oh, nice.
Tex-Mex in Texas is where you should be eating it.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's good stuff, right?
It's pretty good.
You know, yeah.
I had all vegetarian. I didn't have any meat down in Texas, which is kind of a shame.
That's what you think.
No, I didn't. I should have gone to like a barbecue place, but I did not. It was going to just too.
Yeah.
I was too far from anything, basically. I couldn't like walk anywhere. I would have had to like call an Uber.
It's tough.
One of my Ubers was a pickup truck.
Oh, that's funny. Well, yeah, you are in Texas.
Friggin' Texas. Yeah. Anyway, real quick, hot topics. Hot Topics. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is June.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Officially, so we got things to celebrate this month.
Get your lawnmowers out.
Aquarium month. I'm not sure what that means. Are you supposed to get an aquarium or like just take care of your aquarium better? I don't know. Look at one. Are you supposed to go to the aquarium?
You could. Yeah.
I like the aquarium. You ever go there?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Boston Aquarium. It's
yeah,
fun.
You can go for free. It's good.
Oh, look at the penguins.
Yeah.
Oh, you can go for free?
Yeah.
Can you hook that up?
I don't know if I can bring, I think I can go for free one or two. I think that's only it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But we can go to the aquarium if you want.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
touch a seal.
Touch a seal, touch a penguin, whatever. candy month.
Candy month. That explains why I wanted candy.
It
yesterday.
Does?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wanted jelly beans. Did you eat those?
I ate some. I ate some.
Oh, do you want some more jelly beans?
No. No. Don't give him more jelly beans.
Some left over from the last show.
I also had some.
Oh, those are the bad jelly beans.
Is it Smarties or no? Not touch Smarties. Seal.
Skittles.
Thank you.
Oh, bite size.
Taste the rainbow.
It was sour Skittles and those
ooh.
Like gummy Coke cans. Mm. Coke bottles. Yeah.
Every time I hear Coke can, I think about like the dirty thing about Coke can, not like.
Huh?
People talk about their girth. They talk. They say it's a Coke can.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
What?
I see, yeah.
What do you mean a Coke can? That's disgusting.
Oh boy.
Oh wait. I was thinking of something totally different.
The giant horse cock weighs over 11 pounds.
They say it's as big as a Coke can and stuff.
One of those little baby's Coke arm. Cans, though, right?
I think we're talking about a real legit
people.
Coke can.
That's a 10-ouncer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, it's also dairy month. Show's getting good and it's almost over. Yeah. Okay. We might need to do some behind-the-scenes show. I don't know. Maybe some post-show.
Oh, post-show?
Yeah. Dairy month. Fight the Filthy Fly month.
Oh, that's right. I remember that from years before. I still don't understand that one.
Gay Pride month.
Mm-hmm.
National.
Oh, I love.
Okay,
gay
time. Mm-hmm. National Accordion Awareness Month.
Oh.
Which
get
I'm
those
not
jokes
really
going.
Sure. Like, I'm not aware of accordions during the year.
Oh, I do. I see them. I almost see one every month. You know that. You know one of the jokes.
What? What's the joke?
There was an accordion in someone's car.
Uh huh.
Remember how this goes? They broke in.
Uh-huh.
And you know what happened?
What happened?
There's now two accordions in the car.
I love that one.
Wait a minute. Hold on while I get it.
Something like
hold
that.
Hold on.
There's a whole list of... You can find a whole bunch of accordion jokes online. Be trying to get rid of an accordion. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I probably even didn't tell it that well.
I was trying to get it. National Adopt a Cat Month.
Oh, okay.
National Fresh Fruit and Vegetables Month.
Oh, both. I've got fresh fruit and vegetables in the fridge.
You do?
We're going to enjoy a fruit salad.
Oh. You have a fruit salad?
Yeah.
Are you going to put
us or
well, you no, you guys, I'm sure you guys are got other things
are you
to gonna do.
Going
to
put like marshmallow and mayonnaise in
it? Oh, no. No. That's gross. Oh my god.
And maraschino cherries.
I almost get sick thinking about it. No, that's not happening. Not
apples.
That kind of salad. Oh, but oh, that's so great. A Waldorf salad. That's the most disgusting thing that's ever created.
And ambrosia. Oh! We're talking about that.
Any
lettuce, man.
So gross.
Like anything that's in the fridge goes in the salad.
Yeah, anytime you put fruit in a regular salad, it's disgusting.
No, I like fruit in a regular salad.
Apples can be good.
Cranberries, apple. No.
Apples
I hate that.
No, I love craisins.
Yeah. You mean the reindeer?
No, not the reindeer.
Oh.
I knew you were going to say that. I had like it's actual crazy.
Season.
Like he's cranberries. Going to come now, right?
Cranberries. And what?
They're a great band.
They were
big in the 90s, though.
Craisins?
No, the cranberries.
Oh, yeah. Zombies.
Now they're the craisins.
And
what is that?
Pretty old.
and I like in salad, I also sometimes I like strawberries. And nuts are good in salad too, you know.
No, I don't like any of that.
You know what?
I like nuts in a salad.
You know what I saw the other day? I saw like an ad for almonds. You know, like the Blue Diamond almonds, and they were like a new way to enjoy almonds. And I had a picture of toast avocado with almonds on it. Like it was like avocado spread on toast with almonds on top.
That's, I don't understand, like, actually crunchy almonds.
Yeah.
That seems
like
weird.
Whole ones. Not like, they're not like, they weren't like cut up or anything.
That is a little odd. Like, I have seen weird, people right? put avocado, like, just spread over.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
Over
but
toast.
Like, you have the almonds on it. I mean, that's
that seems
kinda,
a little odd.
Seems a little weird.
Protein.
I guess. Mm. It's a little excessive if you ask me. Rose month and turkey lovers month, which we're not sure is code for something.
That's right.
Mm. Today, the 7th, is National Ice Cream, Chocolate Ice Cream Day. Tomorrow is Best Friends Day and Name Your Poison Day.
Hmm. That's a weird combination.
It is. So
you could do that with a friend.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, that's the things of the month. Oh, my God. We have 4 minutes and 35 seconds left?
That's quick.
Oh, my God.
All right. The show got away from us. I'm not sure.
Jesus. All right. It's
Go Jesus!
Minnie Mouse and Hello Kitty got in a fight in Times Square on Friday.
Yes!
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
They were in costumes, and they were like, they were both restrained, detained, and charged with assault.
Wait.
That's the perfect like,
Hello
fight
Kitty.
For it's a cat and mouse fight.
I know that it's pretty good, right?
It's amazing.
Wait, Hello Kitty and
Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse.
Yes.
Now let me put some money on this. I think totally Minnie Mouse would totally take Hello
Kitty. You
think
Kitty. Minnie Mouse takes it?
I know it's weird, a mouse beating up a cat, but I don't think Minnie Mouse is a little bit bigger. And just, I think it's just a little bit more built, really.
Well, I mean, Hello you gotta Kitty. Remember, Hello Kitty has a huge head.
That's true. Gotta factor that in. Which could probably take, you know, take a good beating for a while.
Those people who dress up as characters, they're very interesting. I saw a documentary about them in.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they about the Hollywood, the ones on Hollywood Boulevard, but Times Square, you know, brutal.
You know, the worst thing, this has happened before in Times Square. I forget who it is that had a fight. But this has definitely happened before.
I remember a news story that I had researched about like Naked Man. Oh, it was like Drunk Man and like Weed Man. Like, oh, I Need Money for Beer Man gets in a fight with I Need Money for Weed Man.
Battle of the Bums.
They like,
that's a
they like, because they had signs that said I Need Money for Weed and I Need Money for Beer, and they got into it. Like, I think there was like a stabbing or something involving
that's
that.
Really
yeah.
Bad. Yeah.
So there's that. How many more minutes?
That's kind of funny.
Oh my God, 2 minutes.
That's bad if the kids are watching, though.
It is bad. Apparently, fennel is the new kale. Is kale really that good, though? I don't like fennel, by the way. It's gross.
I love both of them.
You
delicious.
Do?
By the way,
you cook with fennel?
Talk about a salad?
Taco
fresh
salad?
Fresh fennel in a salad. Delicious.
It tastes kind
sliced
of licorice-y.
Up. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's good.
You like it?
Yeah.
You like to cook with it?
I haven't actually cooked with it.
Oh, crap. Remember I had some fiddleheads?
Oh, those are delicious.
Those are probably bad now. But, oh, damn.
I
didn't cook those.
Back to the fennel.
Yeah. They only cost
$5. I think it's good with other things, but just fennel is a bit much.
Yeah, it's kind of great. A weird thing to eat on its own.
I don't think kale is that great either.
Oh, it's delicious.
It's like superfood. I mean, it's good if you cook it.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat it fresh.
Oh, yeah. I don't really.
Yeah, kale.
It's
got to
be cooked, I think.
Yeah.
Kale stuff. I like kale with some seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there was some man who didn't tell his girlfriend for a year he had no penis.
What? Wait, how does this go?
Yeah, there was something I wanted to tell you also, Kay, after the show.
I've seen it.
90 seconds.
Anyway, they were dating for a year.
Uh-huh.
He told her he had kidney infections. And then eventually she tried to make things more intimate. And then eventually he had to tell her the truth. Eventually.
That's...
He was born without it.
So what would you do?
Wow.
What would I do? I'm not sure. Like if you had no penis and I didn't know?
Not me, just some guy.
I don't know. Depends on how much I liked the guy, I guess.
Wow. Yeah.
60 seconds.
Well, I guess on that note, yeah, this. I guess there is.
You ever had this problem, Derek?
Well, no, I'm fully intact, if you will. But thanks for asking.
I didn't see this. RJ Gumby says Hello Kitty is Asian, knows karate.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess that could change the fight. Good point, so RJ funny. Gumby.
Yeah, I like
RJ
that.
RJ Gumby from the Possum Hour, Possum right Hour. On Blog Talk
Fridays
Radio.
Fridays and Mondays on at 10 click, on Blog Talk
okay,
Radio.
Yeah, it's good. Right. Wow, so we're out for the rest of the month. You guys are having a great vacation.
Honeymoon.
We might have a show next week with a special guest. I'm still not sure on that, so stay tuned on Facebook.
Okay.
And I'll let you know.
Let me know. I'll Skype in from France at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. You guys we'll have a great trip.
Or call in.
Yeah, call right. in, yeah.
What am I calling in for? I got a roaming plan. I think it's going to be Skype.
10 seconds.
Oh, right, we got to go.
10 seconds. Oh, damn right. it.
Take care.
Calling card.
Calling card? What's it, 1984?
This is the Derek & Kay Show.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hooray!
Wow.
Okay.
We haven't done a show just us an hour in a long time.
It's good. It's fun, right?
It's way fun.
It's
sometimes it's nice not to have the pressure of the guests. You know what I mean?
What you trying to say, Kay?
Like, you know, like trying to figure out questions to ask and all that business.
Oh, you mean call-in guests?
Yeah, call-in that kind guests. Of,
yeah.
No,
the
in-studio guests
yeah.
are totally fine.
Butter that biscuit.
Yeah.
You might wake up on a couch with your pants down.
Butter that biscuit.
We do like James, though.
It's love good. James.
On the show.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I haven't had anything to eat since brunch. I was feeling a little kind of bad on the way in.
Oh, should have some snacks or some nuts.
Maybe nuts. Do nuts make your belly feel better?
Yeah, I think nuts are pretty good. You know, you get protein. It's like a quick, pretty good, quick little snack.
Which nuts?
These nuts.
These nuts?
you're just trying to make me say that, right?
Which nuts? I was successful, wasn't I?
Yeah, you did. You did. I followed you down that path.
Yeah.
That was a good setup.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know what we're going to do now. Like, I don't know if it's like a restaurant time, food time.
Restaurant time?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure if Megan's coming.
Where's Megan?
She will be here eventually. I just don't know when. Yeah, I haven't got the text. But
what's she doing?
I don't know. You know, church stuff.
Church stuff?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, okay. I got to do some work stuff. Later.
Church stuff.
Church stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe I haven't eaten since.
You should eat something.
Breakfast.
Well, could there be a food outing? I wonder. Are you guys busy or what's the deal?
I don't think we're busy. But
he's just not, trying to get
not,
out of here.
He's not listening. We're doing.
I am just listening.
We're doing post show.
Post show. Okay. This is what people really tune in for.
Is it though?
Is this gonna? This is never gonna air though, is it?
I think it should.
We'll edit all this out.
I don't know. Okay, should we stop the tape then?
All right, we'll stop the tape.
All right, we'll stop the tape.
All right.
See ya.
See ya.